Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Welcome to How to Stop Buying Clutter. So let's just talk real quick about what clutter actually is, because I want to make it super simple for you. I think we even overcomplicate what clutter is. Clutter is just too much of anything. Too much of anything. Anything you don't need, you know, things that you're never going to use, things that you have too much of it. So a lot of times the reasons that we keep our clutter or the reasons that we continue to buy clutter is we have this like deeply rooted fear that we're not going to have enough. And the problem, I promise you, is never that you're not going to have enough. The problem is that you have too much. You have too much. So that's what clutter is. Too much of anything. Shopping problem. Okay, well, we're going to talk about it today. We're going to get super, super honest with it. So as we have this conversation, guys, I love it when you show up live so that we can actually have a back and forth and I can hear from you. I got to send my husband a text real quick. So I can hear from you and we can have a conversation instead of me just talking to the phone and you guys listening. Put your comments in. Let me know what you think about it, your questions, all of those things. Let me respond to him real quick. It's super simple. Yes. Send. Okay. So let's talk about it. And we're going to get really honest with ourselves about why we shop, why we buy things that we don't need and how to stop. Okay. So that's the other thing about clutter is that you've spent all these years, years and years and years, maybe even decades, depending on your age, in your adult life as a mom, maybe it's only been a few years, of buying things and bringing things into your home. How often do you go to the store, buy things, and bring it in? How often do you order things off of Amazon? Savannah's here. Savannah, I was talking about you at the beginning. I said, Savannah better not be watching this because Savannah better be working. So if you're listening to this, Savannah, you better be listening and working. Push you off the ledge. Okay. Like that little penguin. Push you. Okay. Sorry, Savannah. but you order things from Amazon. You get boxes shipped right to your door full of stuff and you bring it into your house and you never intentionally let it go. Savannah, get to work. You better work. Okay. Now I'm distracted, but so much we consume so much. We take, oh, she's driving to school pickup. Okay. There you go. You get a free pass. Be safe. But we consume and we consume and we consume and we consume. Been doing great the last couple of months, but it's tough. It is. So I wanted today in this video, shift your mindset into understanding why you are consuming. Amazon is so dangerous. It is. And it's so convenient and it's wonderful in a lot of ways, but it's really bad in a lot of ways too. And we live in a society of marketers and we just consume and consume and consume and consume. And there's a really heavy imbalance of consuming and creating. And anyway, that's a different topic, but clutter is just too much. It's so, so easy. So we're going to talk about these things and how to move past them. So I'm going to give you a list real quick about things to stop buying. And then we'll kind of talk about these in detail as things come up. So stop buying things that are on sale. Guess what? Everything is always on sale. Can you guys still hear me? Because it says that my connection is low. Stop buying things that are on sale. If you don't need it at full price, you don't need it on sale. So a lot of times we go to Target and it will be like these things for $3 off or $4 off or buy one, get one free or buy one, get one 50% off. And so we think that we need to buy more of it. And I'm telling you, you don't need to buy more of it, and you don't need it because it's on sale. These are expert marketers making you think, when you look at that sign, you think that there's a limited amount, there's a limited quality, there's a limited amount of time to get the deal. And I promise you, it's not. It's always going to be on sale. It's always going to be a deal. If you don't need it at full price, you don't need it on sale. Okay, so some common things that we do this with are things like laundry soap, hand soap, lotions, shampoo and conditioner. You know, these things that we always need, you know, we're always going to need these things, but do we need 8 bottles of shampoo sitting in our bathroom counter just waiting to be used? You don't. You don't. I promise you, you don't. Okay, I don't stock up on all those things anymore. If you do want to do this, if food storage and stocking up on supplies makes you feel good, I do have a class dedicated to this. It's called Emergency Preparedness as a Minimalist. It teaches you systems on how to do this effectively without waste. It's $14. It's amazing. It's worth every penny. So if that is something that you do like to do in order to feel prepared, do it the right way. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that right now, but stop buying things just because it's on sale or because you think that you're going to miss out if you don't have it. Okay, because you're not. Everything's always on sale, literally. If it's not on sale today, it will be next week. If it's not on sale at this store, it is over at this store. Stop buying things because they're on sale. So let's talk about like auto ship memberships, like monthly subscriptions, things like Ipsy or whatever else they have, like Birchbox, Ipsy, all of these monthly subscriptions. They're like $20 a month. We're going to send you a monthly box of all these amazing things that you don't need. That's the key. It's a monthly box of crap you don't need, okay? You don't need it. Sure, it's fun to get it. It's exciting to open it. And then you open up these subscription boxes. I text the husband. And it's just a bunch of stuff that we don't need. That sounds good to me. Period. Love you! Exclamation point. We don't need them. So subscription boxes. It could be an Ipsy bag. It could be a Bark box. It could be something like Young Living, which, guys, I love Young Living, but I don't use it enough to get a monthly box shipped to my door full of stuff that's going to sit in my house and not be used. I think the volume on your notifications is on. Oh, it is. I don't know how to turn it off. You don't need these monthly memberships, okay? If it's something that you actually use, like I know a lot of friends use Beachbody. Beachbody, I think, is a pretty good subscription because they give you 1 month of shakes and then you use it all, and then the next month you get another one. So if you're actually using the thing that you're getting on monthly shipments or bi-monthly or seasonally or whatever, then keep it and use it. But I've seen even boxes that's like $40 per season and they send you this giant box of clutter. And it's fun and exciting and your friends have it and they do these big videos of like these reveal boxes. But really what's happening is you're buying clutter and it comes into your home and you never use it. So if you have something like magazine subscriptions, Ipsy, whatever it is, whatever it could be for you, get rid of it, okay? Maybe you have like a diaper subscription. That makes sense. What's up, Nancy? Maybe you have a diaper subscription. That makes sense because you're going to use the diapers, okay? But you're not going to use like whatever these other things are, okay? Oh yeah, driving through sucks, especially in like Eagle Meridian, all so many dead spots. So stop getting those monthly shipments that you're not actually using. Save that money and stop filling your home up with clutter. Stop buying things that you want to use, but you know deep down you're never going to use. So for me, that's makeup. Like for whatever reason, I want to buy makeup. You know, I see it on the shelf. I'm like, oh man, I could do that with my eyes, or I could do that with my contouring. And the thing is, I just am not good at it and I don't like it, but I buy it and then it sits in there and then I throw it away because I'm like, oh, I guess I never use this. You know, it's worn out a little bit, or you know, put it on like a Facebook marketplace for free or a buy nothing page, but I don't use it. I want to be good at makeup, but I'm not. And so those are, you know, some things that I used to buy a lot of and just never ended up using. And I did it the other day. But anyway, I had Ipsy for a year and just got rid of like 20 makeup bags and a box of makeup. Yeah, Leah. So yeah, Ipsy. I used to have Ipsy too. And then they send you the little zip bag and I'm like, now I'm drowning in zip bags and makeup and products that are too tiny to do anything with, and I don't even like most of the things that they send. So just don't do it, guys. Sure, it's only $10 a month, but it's filling your house up with crap that you don't want or use. If you do like Ipsy, if you like get the stuff and that's your thing, then do it. But for me, it's not for me. And I'm sure that you have things in your life that, you know, that it's the same way. So just stop buying things that you want to use, that you think is like cool and you could use it and you see a lot of other people using it, but you personally don't. So maybe it's like hair things. Like that's another thing. I'll like buy like hair tools or like these fancy like things to like clip my hair up. And I'm like, man, that would be really cute, but it's not my style. I'm not good at it. Or maybe it's clothes. Maybe it's like, man, I would love to wear a bunch of like cute little infinity scarves. They look so cute on my friends. Or the like my friend does like wraps around her head. Gianna, if you watch this, if you guys know Gianna, Gianna always has like the cutest headbands and wraps. But I look like a criminal when I try to wear them, okay? So I could go out and buy those, you know, wishing and hoping that it would be something that I use, but I just don't. So be really mindful about the things that you actually like to use and only buy those things, okay? If you know that you're going to buy it and it's going to sit in your drawer or sit in your closet unused and untouched, don't buy it, okay? And ask yourself that, like, what's the purpose of this? Am I going to use this or is this going to sit in a pile until I decide to box it up and take it away to Goodwill, okay? Stop buying. It keeps cutting out for me. I know, guys, my internet sucks. It's really sucking lately and they keep saying it's going to get better and it doesn't. So maybe this is going to help. So stop buying things that you like in the store, but not in your home. So Target is a really good example of this. Target is a great example of this, of having all the pretty things, all the fun stuff, all the Joanna Gaines things. Everything is so cute. But you don't have a purpose for it in your home. It doesn't fit your home. There's no reason that you're ever going to use it. Hey, Felicia. So stop buying things that you like in the store, but you like it the most at the store and it doesn't fit in your home. So an example of this, actually, I was with Felicia when this happened. So an example of this, like Felicia and I went to the store. They had these super, super, super cute leopard shoes that were on clearance for $10. They were so, so cute. They fit me perfectly. And I was like, I'm going to get these. They're only $10. And then we walked around a little bit and I was like, I'm never going to wear these. Like, I think they're really cute, but they don't go with anything that I have. I'm going to feel uncomfortable when I wear them out in public. And then I decided not to get them. Like, sure, they would look cute on somebody else, but they don't look cute on me, so I'm not going to get them. So things that you like in the store, things that, like, catch your attention, things that I can't afford subscriptions right now. Yeah, seriously. Stop buying those things that you like in the store, but they just don't fit your home, okay? Sorry that my internet sucks, guys. Be mindful of it, okay? Be mindful of it is the point that I'm trying to make. If you like it, if just like when I say like your kids, like a lot of toys for your kids are most exciting when they're looking at it on the shelf at Target and then they bring it home and they don't ever want to play with it and it just sits there becoming cluttered. Do the same thing for yourself. Like be mindful of it. How often are you really going to use this thing and when are you going to use it and how does it fit into your life? If it doesn't, if it fits nice on the shelf at Target but not in your life, don't get it. Stop buying these things. Stop rushing in to buying things that you just have, you know, things that you just have to have. So an example is like the headboard for our room. Like we needed a bed, we needed something, you know, a frame, but I didn't want to just go get anything. I didn't want to just go to the store and get the thing that was cheapest and on sale. I wanted to get something that we liked and that we could keep for a really long time and that would fit our personal style. So instead of rushing out to get things because we just, you know, we needed a bed frame, I spent some time figuring out what we actually wanted to have and then we got it. Okay. So that can be things like kitchen tables, couches, shelves, all these things that, you know, we need and we rush out to get, and then we end up not liking it. And it ends up being an eyesore and something that we don't really enjoy. Like take your time finding the things that you actually want to put into your home. Same is true for like home decor. That's a big one. Like we want to go to Home Goods and like get all of the things and then we don't end up using them. We don't end up liking them. And then we end up not wanting it in our home, but we keep it because we spent money on it. And that's not a way to live. That's not how you make a home that feels great to you. You have a home that feels great to you because you take your time to get the things that you want, whether it's a shelf, whether it's a wall hanging. If you guys have been in my house, you know that it's kind of bare, you know, by other people's standards, but it's because I want to find these pieces that make our home feel like home and find these pieces that fit our personal style and things that I can keep for a really, really long time instead of just being like, oh, that was cute on the shelf. It could look cute in my home. It looks cute in their home. So maybe it'll look good in my home. No, just stop doing it. Like, take the time to buy the things that you actually want to buy. Okay. And stop wasting your money on things that you don't really want in the first place. And it's kind of the same thing for like filler items. Like, don't just go out and buy something so that you can have something in that space. And Brittany Howell, she made a post yesterday asking about like things that she could do in that area. And there were a lot of suggestions, but what I don't want you guys to do is like, just go buy things so that you can have a space filled, or just go buy things because, you know, it's blank and you feel like something should be there. You know, because what is going to end up happening is you buy things that you don't like or that you don't want. And it just ends up a clutter crutch. And it just ends up like filling up your space in your home with things you don't want. So don't feel the need to like buy something and put it in a space because you have an empty space. Like, an empty space is fine until you know for sure what you're actually wanting to put in there. So I know my internet is sucking. It's going in and out. I'm sorry for that. But do you guys have any questions, any thoughts? Like, what are some things that you guys buy? Like, what are you guys buying right now that is cluttering up your home? It can even be food. So food can be cluttered too. Somebody made a post about this the other day. She's like, I felt like I needed to go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of groceries. And then I looked and I actually have enough to make a lot of meals for a lot of days. So it can be food. It can be going out and buying too much food and having a fridge that's already full, but you still go buy more food and it ends up being really, really wasteful. I can't see any questions. I'm sorry my internet sucks so bad, guys. Hopefully one day it will be fixed for real. Like, Idaho needs to get with the times with internet, right? Right. Okay. So that is pretty much it for how to stop buying clutter. Lots of good tips in there for you guys. I am going to hang up, but if you are interested in learning more about how to shop intentionally, I have a blog for it. I'm going to put the link in it down below and you can click on that to get started.
Hey friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.